This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Denver's public school board is set to vote Thursday on whether to close five schools. Students would be reassigned to others nearby. Last night, DPS held its first and only public comment hearing on the issue in the 3 weeks since the closures were announced. Cruz Lovato is in third grade at Columbian Elementary.
What Columbian means to me is friendship and kindness and Cougar family. Columbian is important to me because they make learning fun. If I could not go to school here at Columbian Elementary anymore, I would feel really sad because I love the teachers and all my friends. I have been going to this school for 5 years and it is my second home.
The list of five schools is a trimmed-down version of the original recommendation to close 10 schools. DPS Superintendent Alex Marrero revised the list last week after three of the seven DPS board members said they would vote no. Colorado's Republican Party is picking up the pieces after a tough election last Tuesday. They lost every statewide race and dropped seven seats in the state legislature, a stunning defeat for a GOP that expected a favorable midterm. Republican Representative Colin Larson was in line to be the next House Minority Leader for the GOP before unexpectedly losing his reelection bid.
I don't see a way forward as long as the Republican Party is not willing to stand up to Trump and the election denialism.
Democrats now hold their largest legislative majority in state history. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 32 degrees and clear. In Vail, it's 3 degrees and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, expect a high in Denver of 40 degrees. This is CPR News.